Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thavrani, talk all about 10 sports stories in 5 minutes. The top story of the day is that Arsene Wenger has signed a 2-year contract extension at the Emirates, meaning he would now stay at the club until the summer of 2019. A couple of interesting contract clauses this time around are that there is apparently a no-break clause, meaning that it is not possible for Wenger to get sacked in the ensuing 2-year period. There will also be a degree of change after amicable talks between Wenger and Arsenal chief executive Ivan Gazidis, prompting you to instantly think that he may not have the final say over transfers from now on. Interesting. Talking about another contract extension, AS Roma midfielder Daniele De Rossi has also agreed a 2-year contract extension with the club. The interesting part of this contract is that the 33-year-old is reportedly taking a €2.5 million pay cut to stay at the club. The contract extension, of course, puts all rumours about Rossi moving to the MLS to bed. And one of the most surprising transfers of the year so far, Bruno Alves has signed for the Scottish club Rangers. The Euro 2016 winner has signed on a 2-year contract. Pedro Caixinha, the manager of the club, believes that given the 35-year-old's experience, Alves would have a positive influence not just on the field, but in the dressing room as well. Manchester City's chairman, Khaldun Al Mubarak, is targeting the quadruple for next season and has high expectations from Pep Guardiola. Wolverhampton Wanderers have appointed former Porto manager Nuno Espirito Santo as their new head coach, making him the fourth manager at the club in the last 10 months. Moving on to the French Open, I've got to start with this match. Ons Jabeur vs Dominika Sibulkova. 114th rank vs 6th rank. You think Sibulkova won, right? But guess what? Jabeur upset all the odds and beat Sibulkova in straight sets. I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of Jabeur before today's game, and watching her play today makes me think that she surely had a chance of winning this year's French Open. There's very few players I've seen whose backhand is as good as their forehand, and Jabeur is one of those players. Surely this win is easily going to put the Tunisian into the top 100. There were a couple of other upsets in the women's singles too, although not as grand as the Jabeur vs Sibulkova one. 15th seed Petra Kvitova and 18th seed Kiki Bertens lost to the Americans Bethany Mattick-Sands and Catherine Bellis respectively. Moving on to the men's category, there were not any upsets as Nadal, Djokovic, Dimitrov and Thiem all won in straight sets, bearing Raonic who won in 4 sets. The NBA Finals starts today as the Cleveland Cavaliers would be hoping to beat the Golden State Warriors yet again for the second season running. By the time you probably hear this podcast, I'm pretty sure Game 1 will be done and dusted with. Finally, moving on to cricket, the Champions Trophy commences today with the host nation England taking on Bangladesh. The final will be played on June 18th in London. So that's all this time for. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.